behind the barrier.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV and Twitch TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, no make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Of course, having defended that title, let's say, for 38 years, not only am I a radio talk show host, of course, I'm an award-winning writer, but more importantly, I could fight at one point in time. I was a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I could ride, I could fight. I'm a little bit of an unusual human being in the world of boxing, but get this. You're even more different and different because you get to buy the pay-per-views. Will you be buying the pay-per-view tomorrow night? Of course, we're talking about tonight, the big fight. Saturday night, going down, the World Welterweight Championship, the Battle of the Unbeaten, of course, Terrence Crawford, and the man they call Errol Spence. Of course, Errol Spence coming down in weight. If this is a battle of size, how do we know this is going to go? Bottom line is, it's going down, of course, tonight, 9 p.m. Pacific time. No, take it back, 9 p.m. Eastern time, live on pay-per-view, Showtime pay-per-view, of course. You want to shell out the money to buy this, you can go to a theater or a sports bar, probably buy it and watch it a little bit cheaper. But the bottom line is, this is probably a good, pretty good fight. Terrence Crawford had problems making the weight initially, but he did make 147 pounds. So the fight is officially for the welterweight championship of the world. And it goes down just in a few hours. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, what's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience. One tablespoon, teaspoon of generosity. One pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter. One pinch of concern. And then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much.
I've found some tapes of Ali that I've never heard before, so I'll be probably airing them in the coming weeks here on WBC TV. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide emanates from the mighty Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Now, of course, we take it across the pond, Japan. Everybody who's in Japan. Of course, Jake Stitch-Duran, he'll be one of my guests on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the cut man to the stars, both in the world of MMA, of course, the UFC, was with the UFC. Of course, the UFC, Dana White told him, either you stick with me or you can't work with anybody else. And Jake Duran told him, stick it up your you-know-what. Bottom line is, Jake was one of the few guys to sit up to the worst person in the world, Dana White. Dana White will be the worst person in this world on the show for about a month and a half, I guarantee it. Anyway, straight up, this fight, of course, went down across the pond as far as the Noah and Noise. There's now 25-0, 22 KOs. I mean, how can I put this? He's a guy that's kept moved up in weight and retained his power, although he hasn't got bigger in size. I mean, some people say, you know, some guys move up in weight, they get bigger. But this guy really hasn't gotten bigger. He's sort of gotten a little more buff. But the bottom line is, he rocked Stephen Fulton's world. He really did. I mean, you have to give him props. I mean, Fulton came in undefeated. He went to fight in Japan, folks. When you fight in somebody else's hometown, it takes intestinal fortitude like you would not believe. It just does. I mean, you've got to, nobody wants you to win. Nobody wants you to win. When they see you on the streets, check this out. I was in Oxnard, California, and I was fighting their hometown hero. They disqualified me later than that for kicking his ass. Anyway, the word was out. This two-time Golden Glove champion at the time, was coming to town to fight this guy named Obi something. I can't remember what his last name was. Anyway, I beat him almost to death. But when I went to get lunch, breakfast that morning after the weigh-in, they didn't want to wait on me in the coffee shop. I was a San Francisco policeman at the time. I took my badge out and pounded on the desk, said, "You think I'm some wetback or something like that? I'm an SFPD. If you don't give me my breakfast right now and make it real good," I go, "I'm calling the attorney general and reporting you for violation of my civil rights," because I was a black guy. They just ignored us. I mean, just totally ignored us. Anyway, the bottom line is, when you go to somebody else's hometown or fight in somebody else's home country, you're all alone. You're by yourself. Fulton, he acquitted himself well. Of course, getting stopped in the eighth round. People say to me, "Oh, man, you know, who did he beat before that?" He beat some pretty decent guys along the way. He beat Omar Figueroa. But the bottom line is, he beat some pretty decent guys. And even if he beat 20 stiffs and one real guy along the way, he beat the one real guy and he beat 20 stiffs. I mean, it isn't easy to beat 20 stiffs. People laugh when I say this, but it's not. I mean, sometimes you can get a stiff in front of you that can fight. Guys can fight. Some guys have deceptive records. Of course, you know, we've had Bruce the Mouth Strauss. Of course, what did he tell me? He had like over 200 fights. So check out his record on BoxRec.com. Close to 200 fights. Didn't lose that many, but he had a lot of fights where he would just say to me, when the fight was no longer competitive, I would sort of get out of the fight. In other words, he would lay down. But that's how he survived. He was a mouse to Strauss. He was a guy, check this out. He got on a plane with me in Las Vegas, Nevada, on a Southwest flight. This was before 9/11, before they had tickets and that kind of good stuff. They used to give you like a little number, and the stewardess would collect it. Bottom line is, he stayed on the flight from Oakland all the way to Oklahoma. Somehow the plane was going from Las Vegas to Oakland to Reno to Salt Lake City to Oklahoma. So he went for the ride, on the cheap ride from Las Vegas to Oakland, California. He paid for that part of the ticket, and then he rode the rest of the way on free. I kid you not. But anyway, some of the hustlers in boxing. Anyway, how did I get off on that? Anyway, bottom line is, the traveler across the pond, of course, it's not easy to fight in somebody else's hometown. Fulton didn't bring a lot of pop to the dance. Of course, that was going to be his detriment, no doubt about that. Because if you can't bring guns to a gunfight, how can you win? You really can't. Of course, Inouye is a gunfighter. No doubt about that. He comes a slug. Of course, 21-0 now, 25-0, 22 knockouts. So he crunches. I mean, when he hit Fulton in that eighth round for the last combination, I said to myself, I don't know how much money there is on the planet worth taking that kind of shot. I mean, that was a hell of a shot, no doubt about it. I'm not trying to say it was a career ender, but the bottom line is, after making a little bit of money, this and that, maybe Stephen Fulton wants to step out. I'm just trying to say, be perfect timing, man. You fought the best of the best. Of course, you step out now. You can't be an opponent. Of course, without that punching power, I think Stephen Fulton will probably be an opponent for the rest of his life. Of course, 21-1 now, 8 KOs. They fought at 122 pounds. Of course, the ascending 118-pound champion, Inouye, now, of course, the 122-pound champion of the worst of World Boxing Council and, of course, the World Boxing Organization, I believe. Bottom line is, he's got a couple of belts. Of course, he says he's staying at 122 because I think if he steps up to one, actually, there's nobody at 126 that he could fight that's really worthy of, nobody's scary at 126. I mean, he could probably go to 126 and win there. So I think he's hedging his bet there. But the bottom line is, 130, that's probably way, way, way too far from him. Bottom line is, speaking of 130, 135 pounds, of course, is ruled by Devin Haney. Devin Haney's talking about now going to 140 pounds. He says he wants the WBC to hold on to his 135-pound crown. If he goes to 140 pounds and he's unsuccessful, he gets to come back to 135 pounds. Come on, man. Haven't we done you enough favors? I mean, seriously, hasn't the world of boxing done you enough favors? I mean, they've given you nice paydays. You haven't fought really, really tough guys. I mean, fighting Kambosos twice, wink, wink, that was a con. You know that was a con. Kambosos conned you into the money, but the bottom line is, you got to go down there for a sparring session. I mean, a sparring session. What more? How much can you call the Kambosos clashes fights? You can't. I mean, you sparred with him. You toyed with him the entire time. How many rounds did Kambosos win? How many rounds did you give him, Devin Haney? That's what it boils down to. How many rounds? Maybe one or two? At the most, three? Bottom line is, not in his league. I'm talking about Kambosos. Not world class. Of course, the one time win over Teofimo Lopez, I have to say that was a flash in the pan. That was a fluke. I mean, maybe that's an indication of Lopez just having a terrible night, or him just like being shot. Speaking of Lopez, 140 pounds now, they're talking about him fighting for a title at 140. Of course, Regis Progress is a champion, but Devin Haney wants to go after Regis Progress. So the bottom line is, it's sort of getting convoluted now between 135 and 140 pounds. But at one point in time, I thought we were going to settle it all at 135. Like, now that Ryan Garcia's out of the picture, kick him to the curb, man. Not the worst person in the world, but close to it. I mean, talk about either he went into that fight hurt, had a cracked rib, or he took a dive. I mean, I can't see it no other way. Eddie Hearn, the promoter, of course, that runs his own, the guy that's lost $3 billion. Oh, man, how can you lose $3 billion and still get up in the morning? I'm getting not your money. Anyway, Eddie Hearn said it's either, you can't say he didn't quit. That says it all. You can't say he didn't quit. Of course, Ryan Garcia trying to make noise now at 140 pounds. Let's forget him for the moment. At 140, of course, Regis Progress is the cream of the crop. Of course, he once beaten a lad that lost to Josh Taylor. But then again, that fight was in Europe. Of course, he had to go over there. I keep telling you, when you fight guys, listen, fighting guys in other states, a little bit of a problem, okay? But fighting guys in other countries, that can present incredible challenges, okay? Making the weight, having a sauna nearby maybe to cut weight, this and that. Of course, having a hot bath, you got to have a bathtub. You can't have a shower, got to have a bathtub so you can sit in the bathtub and like at 120 degrees in the water and sweat, much like Terrence Crawford just got done doing. Of course, Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence making the weight for this 147-pound weight title fight. Of course, that's going down in just a few hours live on pay-per-view. This is a fight I think worth buying. I don't want to go on to the undercard, this and that. Let's just talk about the main event. I mean, we'll bring in Socrates Palmer a little bit later, of course, boxes, PhD. And first of all, in this next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'll take it, of course, across the pond. We'll bring in Kenny Rainford, Sir Kenneth Rainford. Now, listen, Kenny Rainford's got, he's got pull in the UK. He's got big-time pull, okay? So I'm trying to get him knighted. So the only one I know that knows the prince, the king, formerly the Prince Charles, the King, King Charles. The only one that knows him is John Stracy. So I'm lobbying Stracy. I'm trying to blackmail Stracy. Oh, did I say the word? I'm trying to lobby Stracy to make Sir Kenneth Rainford a knight. I think that would be really cool. But the bottom line is Stracy's close with the king. Of course, Stracy looking sharp. I saw a picture of him last week on fightnews.com, I believe. And he looks trim. He's always trim, but he's got a brand new car. It's worth about a couple hundred grand. So you know he invested his money well, without a doubt. Of course, we're talking about the former world welterweight champion, John Stracy, the man that beat Jose Napoles down there in Mexico, and nobody thought he could. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up next, Sir Kenneth Rainford on WBC TV and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
From the city by the bay, we take it across the pond, of course, to the UK and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. Kenny, how the heck are you?
I'm good. God woke me up again this morning. It's a fine day.
Okay, so how's the little princess doing?
Oh, she's doing good. It was my birthday today, so we went out and had a family event, you know, bowling and temping bowling. We had a good time. She thrashed me.
Okay, that's what I was about to say. She kicked your ass bowling, didn't she?
Okay.
Hey, it seems like that's probably, you know, I can bowl okay, but it doesn't seem like it's that difficult of a game. You just have to roll the ball down the middle, right? But it's getting that ball to go down the middle straight is a hard pain in the butt.
Well, the thing is, the first game I was last. I was absolutely a bunch of trash. Second game, I learned from my mistakes in the first game. So the second game, I was doing a lot better. So next time we play, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, I just read a WBC release, and of course, this is one of my sponsors is WBC. But you know, we say it, tell it like it is. The WBC is going to make this a 10-round, 9-title affair, of course, between Francis Ngannou, who's never had a pro fight, the former UFC heavyweight champion, and of course, Tyson Fury, the undefeated world heavyweight champion. They're trying to say, Tyson Fury's trying to say that he's did everything he could to get the Oleg Usyk fight made. Is that true or false?
The Usyk fight is made. There's no two ways about it. But he's made a dangerous, you know, thing with this Francis Ngannou. He's got to keep his head on as regards training and shape. You know, as you've warned me before, you know more about him than me. The guy can punch, and it only takes one shot in this game. You know, he's a big guy. Do I think he can pull it off? I don't think he will pull it off, but he's a dangerous, dangerous opponent, even though it's his first fight. I've seen quite a bit of him recently. It's going to be the richest payday. Can you believe this? The richest payday Tyson Fury is going to get to date against a guy who hasn't even had a professional fight.
Yeah, that's because those Arabs are trying to control the sport of boxing, much like trying to control the sport of golf. And if you put enough money in, you can basically outbid everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, my close friend Spencer Brown is now his official business manager. Frank Warren is now his promoter, just sole promoter. And, you know, it's going well, but I just hope he doesn't take his eye off the ball. The three fights that are lined up are, obviously, the Ngannou fight, then you got Usyk, and then if he gets through Usyk, he's going to finish his career, so he tells me, with a fight against Anthony Joshua, subject to Joshua fighting and beating Wilder, which I don't think the fight's going to happen. And if it does happen, I think Wilder kills him.
Wilder's supposed to take on a guy by the name of Martin Bacoli. You ever heard of him?
I think I heard that on the internet the other day, but I've never seen him fight.
Exactly. Another no name, but bottom line is, you know, Wilder needs to stay active. Activity is where it's at. And a lot of these guys are just staying off like a year. You know, I thought that fighting once a year hurt Marvin Hagler. I thought that it did. I thought that especially as he got old. I mean, he saw it the other way around. But, you know, when you only train 3 months a year, you're probably going to get old the other 9 months. Agreed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, when you're a world champion, and I learned this off the likes of talking to Sugar Ray Leonard, Larry Holmes, and people like this, activity. You know, I met Eddie Futch in the Top Rank gym in Vegas. And he hit it on the head, and he said, the best way to keep fighting fit is to keep fighting.
Yeah, without a doubt, staying active. Of course, these fighters now, Canelo only wants to fight once a year or once or twice a year, I think. You know, Marvin Hagler sort of set that precedent, and some of the guys have said, well, Hagler did it, but I think, as I said, it worked against Hagler. Hagler got real old. Of course, that last fight against, the second to last fight against John Mugabe, that aged Hagler probably a decade and a half. Both those guys left a lot in that ring that night.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tremendous fight. I could watch that every day of the week, okay. Every week of the year.
Best hustle going. You ready for this one, Kenny?
Go on.
It was raining that day in Las Vegas, right? It was raining cats and dogs. It was an outdoor fight, right?
So it was like living in England.
No, exactly. So you know what I did? I went out and bought 4 bags of Glad garbage bags. You know, the big garbage bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 per container. I sold them for $10 a pop. $10 a pop. I sold out. I mean, we sold out. Somebody said to me, why don't you go back and get some? I was counting my money. You don't get greedy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we sold like four boxes, I think, or 80 in all at $10 a pop. That was a raincoat.
Really?
Yeah, it was raining.
Yeah.
You got to admire. You're not admiring the hustle here. Bottom line is, we're talking with Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, I have lobbied King Charles to make him knight him. And the bottom line is, King Charles is not taking my calls. John Stracey does have a direct line with the king. Stracey's saying he's called the king. King's not taking his calls either. So the bottom line is, we haven't got you knighted yet, but I'm working on it.
Keep working on it.
All right. Anyway, so Ngannou, let's go back to Ngannou and Tyson Fury just for a second. You know, they have this punch machine in Las Vegas where you punch this machine, it's like punching a wall, and it sort of measures how hard you punch, okay? He punches harder than anything they've ever recorded. So I really think that if he gets close to Tyson Fury and even hits him in the chest, he's going to get Tyson's attention. You hear where I'm coming from? And I don't think Tyson Fury has ever taken punches from a guy that throws this hard.
Mm. Well, there's Wilder, and that's about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but Wilder's punches are different because they travel like Tommy Hearns' punches are long right hands. You know what I'm saying? This guy can sort of crack you with an 8 or a 10-inch punch in close.
Yeah, that's it, the Joe Louis style. Mm. You know, and the age-old saying is, when you're throwing a long punch and a short punch, it's the short punch that gets you because you don't see it coming.
You know, speaking of short punch, long punch, Aaron Pryor beat Tommy Hearns as an amateur at 132 pounds. Then Tommy turns pro at 147 and becomes probably the greatest puncher in welterweight history. How was it just the 15 pounds or was it Emmanuel Stewart's training?
I think it's you have to say it's got to do with development and Emmanuel Stewart. You know, I mean, Tommy very rarely stopped anyone as an amateur. He turned pro and just became an absolute destructive machine. So there's got to be, you know, the age old saying, punches are born, they're not made. I do believe Tommy was always a puncher, but perhaps he was skilled into delivering his kind of punch.
You know, a lot of those fights, I saw him in an amateur, a lot of the fights he fought with his feet side by side, back to the ropes, things like that. So he didn't get a lot of leverage on his punches. You know what I'm saying? As a pro, of course, Emmanuel Stewart got him in that L stance. And, man, that's Pepino Cuevas. And especially, we showed the knockout of the knockout, without a doubt, of 1984 when he knocked out Roberto Duran. When he feinted that left jab to the body and came with that right hand, I was there on the floor, Kenny. I was on the floor sitting next to the ring. You could hear the punch land. Boom. It was the hardest punch I ever think I saw land. And then you could hear Duran trying to get up going, he was straining, trying to get up. Like, he sounded like he was having a bowel movement when he was trying to get up.
Man, that is probably, I would have to say, one of the three most devastating punches I've ever seen. I remember watching it live on TV, and when he cracked that right hand in, the commentator, it was Jim Rosenthal in England, I remember him going, oh my God, I think he's killed him. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Sound effect through the TV was unreal.
Yeah, like that Mugabe, the aforementioned Mugabe-Hagler fight, when I was sitting there ringside for that, you could hear the damage being inflicted. You didn't have to watch the fight. You could hear it.
Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard that night sat ringside licking his lips going, Marvin, I've got you.
Yeah, he saw Duran almost got him in 84. I mean, well, Duran was competitive. I think he lost by 1.2 rounds after 15 rounds. And after 12, he was ahead. I know some people say to me, you're out of your mind. But the bottom line is, officially, he was ahead after 12 rounds.
Yeah. I'd agree with that, definitely.
All right, now real quick, now it's time to put you on the spot. Of course, the World Welterweight Championship's going down. Boxes, PhD, Socrates Palmer will be with me in a few minutes. How does Sir Kenneth Rainford see this one? And are you staying up?
Terence Crawford, Errol Spence.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going with Crawford.
Okay, let's bet a soda on that one. I'm going to take Spence.
Are you really?
Yeah, you know why? I saw Crawford at pre-fight as far as him getting ready to weigh in. If ever there was a guy that looked like he was dead, it was Crawford. I swear to God, he looked like he was an old retired black bus driver.
Yeah, I get that, but it's the way they recover and stuff, you know. Errol Spence, you know, if he hadn't had the problems with the car crash and stuff like that, I'd be going that way myself. But I just think, more activity. Again, we're talking about activity.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. So were you impressed with the Japanese fella knocking out Stephen Fulton like he did?
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole fight. I've only seen the highlights, but... A lot of people were telling me that Fulton was overrated from day dot.
You know, people say that, but the bottom line is he was undefeated going in, and I got to give the young man his props. I mean, he went over to somebody else's country and fought him, gave it his all, got knocked out in the eighth round. It wasn't like he laid down like Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely, completely. And you know, this guy, you know, he's special, isn't he?
I think he is special. I think he is any guy that could fight the way he fights from different weight classes and look as spectacular and bring that punching power with him, Kenny. That's what's so incredible is he's bringing his power up with him.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the four-weight division champion, you know, what more can be said, you know?
You know, and people laugh at me and say, what's 3 pounds? Well, guess what? The 115-pounder is 3 pounds bigger than 112-pounder. He's bigger physically. That's why they have the weight classes.
Correct.
Sir Kenneth Rainford, give a big kiss to the kid. I'm working on King Charles and, of course, through Stracy. So if you see Stracy, tell him to take my calls.
I will do.
All right. All the best. Sir Kenneth Rainford on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
Boxies, PhDs, Socrates, Palmer is in the house. Of course, that's his theme song, without a doubt. He stole it from Ric Flair, or Ric Flair stole it from him. I haven't figured out the copyright thing yet, but don't worry about it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on WBC TV. Socrates, Palmer, how's life treating you, my brother?
Life is good, brother. Can't complain, and like most boxing fans, I can't wait. 24 hours away from what's expected to be the fight of the year.
I'll say it again. We are hours away, of course, from the World Welterweight Championship. Of course, this is a pre-tape. We're pre-taping the show on Friday. Remember that, Socrates? So this is a Friday show, not a Saturday show. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're pre-taping on Friday because the Saturday edition will come to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time, of course, 2:06 p.m. Eastern time. The bottom line is Johnny Sig did the same thing when I sent him a clip. He said tomorrow, so I'm trying to get everybody out of the tomorrow thing. That's why I keep telling him. And folks, I prep these guys before the show, and I tell them, we're taping, so today's not actually today, and then they say, well, tomorrow. So anyway, welcome back, Tax. Welcome back, Sock. Now that I have dogs, you're welcome back.
Okay, I got you.
Okay,
we're so back. Anyway, we're back.
Bring your A game. Tell Johnny Singh, bring his A game, or I'm a, you know, left hook you. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, we are just hours away from the World Welterweight Championship. Both guys undefeated. People calling this a great fight. Of course, on paper, it looks fabulous. Of course, undefeated Terrence Crawford, undefeated Errol Spence. Both guys have been around a long while. Of course, their combined ages is 68 years old. First of all, let's talk about common opponents. Have they ever fought? Have any of these guys ever fought the same guy?
They have. The two common opponents are Kell Brook, which kind of put Errol Spence on the map, you know, when Errol Spence went to the UK and took the welterweight title from Kell Brook. And the other one is Sean Porter, who fought Terrence Crawford back in 2020, and Errol Spence fought Porter back in 2019. You know, so you can make the debate, you know, the timing, although they're the common opponent, you know, who got them at the fresher state. You know, but it's all subjective.
All right. You know, I was thinking of Kell Brook. Triple G, he moved up 13 pounds to fight Triple G for a payday, and Triple G broke some bones in his face. That basically ended his career, I thought. What do you think?
I have always, always, always believed that. He ruined Kell Brook that night. Kell Brook dared to be great, credit to him, but at the same time is not the smartest thing, because there was no need for that.
He got greedy. You know, I don't think he dared to be great. I think he got greedy. I think somebody on his team got greedy. You could beat this guy. Come on, man. I mean, at that point in time, Golovkin was like at his peak.
Absolutely. Golovkin was the monster. You know, he was the most feared, avoided guy, you know, at 160 pounds. And you ask yourself, you know, why do that? Especially Kell Brook being a British fighter. These guys sell out arenas fighting schmoes. Why? There was no need to take that fight, and obviously it didn't go well for him. Then I've always said that Errol Spence kind of picked the final bones off the carcass, or the meat off the carcass, and he actually fractured his other eye. So it is what it is at this point. You know, it ruined Kell Brook. It made Errol Spence. And then, of course, the last big payday for Kell Brook was getting smacked around by Terrence Crawford back in 2021.
Yeah, I broke Keith Rucker's orbital bone. He never fought again. Something about the breaking facial bones sort of make guys retire.
Billy Joe Saunders, right? He hasn't fought since he had his face reconstructed.
And you really can't blame him. Of course, this welterweight championship going down on Showtime pay-per-view. I saw Teddy Atlas say something this week like this could be better than Hearns or Leonard. Do you know what he mean? Do you know what he meant by that?
I didn't catch the clip. I've heard the quote. I can't agree with it because neither one of these guys are in their physical prime. That's number one. Number two, neither one of these guys are superstars like the way Sugar Ray Leonard was, or you know, and Thomas Hearns was. When Thomas Hearns and Ray Leonard fought, they were what, 27?
No, 25 and 20, 25 and 23. A combined 48 years. These guys are a combined 68 years.
Yeah, it's not the same league. It's big for the moment that we're in. Unfortunately, boxing has become a niche sport. Like, it's not anywhere what it once was back in the 80s. Sugar Ray Leonard, at one point, was one of the most recognizable faces in the world. Forget sports. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, unfortunately, do not have the same gravitas. They're not, neither, outside of, they're regional stars. Outside of Nebraska and outside of Dallas, Texas, no one really knows who Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford is outside to us, the hardened boxing fan.
Johnny Sigg's reporting that you can buy a whole section of seats down there.
That's what I've been looking. And, you know, I checked Ticketmaster, which normally you could buy direct. It's not secondhand. And there are blocks of seats left. I don't know what's going to happen, what they're going to do in a couple of hours. Are they going to be handing them out, you know, after you see one of these magic shows on the strip?
Sock. Don't be surprised if you see a lot of Boy Scouts in the crowd. No, I'm serious. That's how they do it. Don King used to do that. I remember Don said to me one time, he goes, I heard some Boy Scouts. I got 1,000 Boy Scouts coming in. 1,000? Where the hell could you find 1,000? Don King found 1,000 Boy Scouts.
And I bet you can use that as a tax write-off. You know, and okay, or let's look at it through a different lens. You're basically grooming the next generation of fight fans, right?
I guess to an extent. But let's go back to this fight between Errol Spence, of course, the kid that got thrown out the car at 150 miles an hour. Had he not got thrown out the car, would he be the favorite?
I think there's something to it. There's that aura around Errol Spence that he doesn't take care of himself when he's not fighting. You know,
he smoked a lot of weed.
He even joked in one of the earlier press conferences. He said, you know, we don't fight buds, we smoke buds. You know, I'm Jamaican, you know, so that tells you all you need to know about Errol Spence.
But I will say this. He hasn't had that Daniel look in his eye probably in about 8 or 10 weeks. I kid you not. You know, the glassy look. He hasn't had that glassy look in a while. I think he's really serious. I'm serious. Listen, I can spot that. I'm from Frisco. Anyway, I live that lifestyle. I know what it's about. Anyway, you can see where he's sort of like, you know, he's buzzed. He's buzzed a lot of the time. So he has been buzzed for the last 8 to 10 to 12 weeks or something like that. So I think he's giving it his all here. Of course, Terrence Crawford having problems making the weight yesterday. Of course, coming in over the first time, making it the second time. He looked like he was 90. He looked like, remember Ralph Cramden, the bus driver in the Honeymooners?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Ralph Cramden was black, he would have looked like Bud Crawford yesterday.
He does look, he's a mature 35, right?
Mature?
he looks old. He does look old for 35 years old. And for being an athlete, you know, there's some, I don't know. Some guys just have that look. Both guys look like they just went through hell this week to make that 147 pounds.
Well, as I said yesterday, man, this is when you're saying, F it, it's not worth it. I mean, you go, all these different thoughts are going through your mind. I don't care. I mean, oh man, you would not believe how being challenged by weight like affects you psychologically.
Well, at the end of the day, it will be worth it because you know, they're expected to be paid handsomely, both earning possibly earning about $10 million apiece.
That's nickel and dime. That's nickels and dimes. How much did Ryan Garcia make?
I gotta dig in the crates, but I'm guessing Ryan made more.
Somebody told me Ryan made over $35 million. Is that possible?
It was the biggest pay-per-view of the year, absolutely. Yeah. Now, if they hit 800,000 pay-per-views, then that's when they hit the mother load. They said that the revenue could go up into the upper 30s. I don't see that happening. Then again, these purses nowadays, you go on 10 different websites, you get 10 different numbers. So you really don't know. I'm just going by the buzz in the street. it doesn't have the same buzz as it did for Tank and Ryan. And I'm not being a downer. I'm just, this is what, the way I'm seeing it.
Okay. I guess Bo Mack's done stepping in the ring, huh, as far as going during a fight?
Bo Mack, he's got a big mouth. Outside of a big belly, he's got a very big mouth. And some of that, I don't know if it was him directly, but there's a lot of nasty talk between both fighters addressing their camps and almost taking like it's going outside of boxing. You know, somebody's talking about guns and, whoa, what are we doing here? You know, it's like, this isn't, you know, some fight in the hood, you know, at the roller skating rink. This is big time prize fighting. So that was kind of disturbing to see. Bo Mack likes his fighter, you know, he's not afraid to be vocal about it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, let's go to the Charlo brothers for a second. Jermell, 154. Jermall, 160. For years, I couldn't figure that one out. But the bottom line is, Mama Charlo had twin kids. Of course, one's a 154-pound champion. The other is a 160-pound title holder with an asterisk next to him. He hasn't fought in over 2 years. Who's the better of the two? I thought the 160-pound guy was better, but the other people are telling me, no, it's the other guy.
Well, the 160-pounder is a physically bigger guy. But he doesn't seem to have the same desire as his brother. I almost said little brother, but technically he is a little brother because he's been campaigning at 54 his whole life. You know, Canelo, some people said that he was being opportunistic fighting the Charlo who fought at 154 pounds, but I really think he's fighting the better one. You know, I think the guy that's still hungry, the guy that still takes his career serious, and he's going to be in for a tough matchup. He's especially since Canelo has diminished. I really think that Jermall Charlo has a very, very good chance of upsetting Canelo Alvarez.
You know, Alvarez talking all that smack about the Bivol rematch. This is what I wanted. All this kind of stuff. Bivol's people said he was full of you know what.
I think so. I think so also because I mean Canelo, whatever Canelo wants, he's going to get. You know, at the end of the day, the buck stops with him. We know he's got an ego. And, you know, if he wants that fight, it's going to get done, you know, because he's the money man. He's the shot caller. So.
But people are walking up to him and using saying these two words, David Benavidez. And Canelo's going, no habla inglés.
he's pulling the Sammy Sosa at the Congress.
I think he is.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be excited to fight David Benavidez either, man. You know, what can you say?
Up. 6 months ago, though, you thought 6 or 7 months ago, though, you thought Canelo, you know, probably had a decent shot with Benavidez. But after Canelo's recent performances, you sort of have readdressed that, haven't you?
Absolutely, I've definitely have rethought that. Just because I think David Benavidez, when his style. When Canelo was at his peak, I think it's tailor-made because the guys that have given Canelo problems historically, Lara, Floyd, are movers. Guys that are going to pop shot, use their legs, you know, and Canelo still can't cut off the ring. David Benavidez is a guy that's going to come straight forward. So there's not much to really think other than, bam, you know, reaction. And David Benavidez is the most responsible defensive fighter. But his most recent performance, like you said, against John Ryder, if he takes that much punishment against Benavidez,
it's over.
It's going to be he's getting out of there.
It's over without a doubt. Of course, Ron, real quick now, how do you see this fight going down? We're just hours away.
I'm leaning Terrence Crawford. I think it's, at first, with the first sign, I picked Terrence Crawford. I said, hands down. But I'm analyzing stuff, and I think Errol Spence is a guy with a lot of pride. I think he's going to give a hell of an effort. But I just think Terrence Crawford has more tools in the toolbox. I see Terrence Crawford stopping Errol Spence around the ninth round.
Wow. We'll hold you to that. We'll see you tomorrow. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, on these same channels. Socrates, have a good day.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the fights, and thank you for having me on.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And all these fighters that are, you know, they share in the revenue. They do share in the revenue. They have they have the upside in the pay-per-view, you know?
That is Dana White, today's worst person in the world. No doubt about that. Of course, he's got a card tonight in Salt Lake City. I fought in Salt Lake City one time. Not the darkest place I've ever been to, and I fought there at night. Bottom line is Dustin Poirier taking on Justin Gaethje in the main event. Of course, they're going to go at 155 pounds. That's UFC 291. Now, of course, the big fight later on tonight, the World Welterweight Championship going down in Las Vegas. To that, let's go to Sin City and bring in Johnny Sig. What do you say, Johnny?
Yeah, Pete, time has come. Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence, both undefeated, both in perhaps their prime. Going at it at T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas. Isaac Cruz, Giovanni Cabrera in the undercard. My man Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, going for it again at 40 against Alessandro Santiago. Pedro, I'm fired up. Everyone in the boxing world, tune in. It should be a great one. Undisputed, pound for pounders, going for it broke tomorrow night. T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas. And there's also a lot to talk about over the weekend. Of course, the results. We'll have an interview with Elijah Seawright, up-and-coming junior middleweight, unbeaten, 9-0, 8 KOs. Stay tuned. Sunday edition of Ring Talk. Larry Merchant beat House. And, of course, Pedro Fernandez.
In City Sig. What do you think? That sounds pretty good. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I think that Terrence Crawford is a more ghetto type of fighter. He's got ghetto in him. Earl Spence sort of like, you know, sort of cool. I got the tattoos. Yeah, he's pretty cool. But the bottom line is, Errol Spence got thrown out of that car. That's what sort of makes him an unknown commodity. The fact he got tossed out of a car at 115 miles an hour. I mean, had I got tossed out of a car at 115 miles an hour, I probably wouldn't be alive. But he was drunk. He was lucky. He was alive. He's still alive. And the bottom line is, I want to lean towards him tomorrow night. Errol Spence, a slight edge in my mind. I'm not trying to say he's going to win going down, but I think this will be a fight that both guys will exhibit their good skills. At the end of the night, we'll see. Hopefully the better man wins. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on these same stations. Daniel has been my producer. He's the greatest. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk.